In my mind, the greatest diva of all time, Trish Stratus, will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame the night before WrestleMania in the Hallowed Halls of Madison Square Garden.
Oh, what a special night that's going to be. Congratulations, Trish.
I'm a Hall of Fame guy. I was wondering if you guys got front row tickets there with Trish Stratus there, since she's one of your old colleagues there.
Nope.
Okay. I see how things are
moving
around
on.
Now. Nice. Just want to put that out for you, Trish. You know, these good guys on here.
That was 2 weeks ago here on the program when we mentioned that. And now the lady is here on the show with us.
Way to welcome her back.
Welcoming to
Asking
the
for free tickets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, you're going to this, right?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be there. Hi, Trish Stratus. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You got to be excited about this. This is very cool. Hall of Fame this year. How did it even come about? How did they approach you?
Now, listen, before we jump ahead to this business, this Hall of Fame business, it is important. However, I actually decided I want to talk to you guys because I was listening last week, and I said, I wonder what the guys were saying about me going into Hall of Fame. And then literally at that moment, that phone call came in, and then you quickly just brushed that off. I saw that. It was interesting. So I wanted to let you know.
That you have tickets for us?
I have tickets for you for the Hall of Fame.
See,
and
she did think of us.
Come down and see it.
There we go. Well, if John and Wei can use them, but I appreciate the offer. We're going to be here in studio. This is where we hang out. John and Wei get to do all the traveling on the show now.
Yeah,
they do all the fun stuff.
Yeah. They're jet setting all over the place. We hang out in studio. Mouth and I are here. We're going to watch you on the TV and stuff, and then we're going to talk about it.
Trish's favorite, though.
Well, of course.
Well, we do have a little thing. We do have that chemistry, you know. So who's coming then?
John and Wei.
Wei, yeah, John, you're in?
Oh, we'll be your guest, Trish, absolutely.
Okay,
do you want us to do the speech? We'd be more than willing to come up there.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, and here's the second part. Jace, will you induct me?
Yeah, do you want me to induct you?
Yeah, and now you're busy. Gosh.
Oh,
what
wow,
a big timer.
Yeah. Well done. Speaking of that, though, that is one of the questions on my list. Of course, there's been a couple induction people that are going to be inducting that have been announced already. Do you know who is inducting you, and are you allowed to say?
I know, and I'm not allowed to say.
All right.
But we'll find out soon. It's you know, obviously it's less than a week away. So yes, hopefully that's going to come out soon. So there's been a lot of speculation, and yes, you will find out very soon.
So how did they approach you, Trish? Like, was it something you were expecting? Was it a surprise?
Oh, my God, totally a surprise. It was just 2012 was finishing up, and I got a phone call from Kevin Dunn, and he just literally just told me the news. He said, first of all, he goes, we'd like to induct you into this year's Hall of Fame. And I just, like, it's just crazy to me because it feels so, like, oh, already? Like, it feels like I was just there last week, you know what I mean? So, I was just like, that was my first reaction. I was like, seriously? So that was how I found out. And then, of course, he told me, you know, who the class would be. And just, I mean, I'm completely honored to be going in with this caliber of class. I mean, it's amazing, the people that are going in this year. And I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
Well, yeah, you're going in with the one guy who nobody thought would ever go in there.
Right.
Now, when they first told you, they didn't have Bruno on that list when they first told you, did they?
He wasn't. He mentioned someone that I'll be very shocked to find out. And, shock to find out, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It wasn't revealed yet.
I guess
Triple H was still working on him.
Yeah. I think it took right up until they were already starting to announce people before Bruno actually said yes.
Yeah.
Now, was it surprising for you to get the call this year? Not only because it was very recent that you were actually in as a worker and wrestling, but along with that, you know, it's not a Canadian city. It is in New York, and there had always been the thought that when WWE comes back and does Mania in Canada, you know, Trish is on the list and definitely one of the top two.
Well, I always thought that'd be kind of cool as well, you know. But, you know, maybe it just wasn't the right time. Maybe, you know, my exit was supposed to be in Toronto. And it's kind of interesting. I don't know. Like, my last, you know, if you think about it, my last Raw match was actually at Madison Square Garden. So it was the last time I was there was when I took my final bow for that match. I had debuted in Long Island. So, you know, maybe the connection to New York, it's kind of meant to be. Maybe it's coming full circle. So it's kind of cool.
Now, as far as Mania Weekend goes, when you're there, are there other set appearances that you're doing at Access, or is it just going in and doing the Hall of Fame and then, of course, appearing at Mania as well?
Well, they have a pretty nifty party that's happening on Thursday night. It's Superstars for Sandy, so we have this big charity event, which is hosted by P. Diddy and Vince McMahon, which is kind of cool. So, but it's
quite the tag team.
I want to see them sing Stand Back
together.
Yeah,
that's quite the tag team.
Can you imagine? It's kind of cool, right? It's kind of. I thought, actually, I got my itinerary, and they were flying me in early, and I was like, cool, we'll go have some meals, we'll relax. And then I was like, I got my itinerary, and I was like, right, it's the WWE. You don't relax.
No relaxing involved.
No. And so I literally don't have a spare moment the entire weekend. It's not right, of course, just accepted. That's what we do. So as soon as I land, I get busy doing all kinds of different appearances and media, and you name it, I'm doing it. So,
and then after the Hall of Fame, as far as what you're doing right now, like what have you been up to? Of course, the yoga studio is happening, but along with that, you're all over the media normally. So, where can people find you?
TrishStratus.com is always a good source for any kind of news. Right now I just actually came up with another cover came out. It's called Optimize Magazine, and that's through a partnership with one. I just signed a contract with New Balance. And I'm the new face of New Balance for their Minimus line. So that cover kind of correlated with me signing that deal with them. I'm just pushing the yoga stuff. I'm getting the world to do yoga. One unflexible person at a time. Jay, you were almost there.
You've seen me do it before. I was in a lot of spandex, or not that much spandex, actually.
Is it weird that I want to see that again?
I would say so, but hey, to each his own,
It's a lot of hair.
Maybe mouth can limber up a little.
There you go.
I think I would need the DDP method.
Why is that? You could do both.
I need help.
I'm going to come be your guru.
Fantastic, Trish. Well, listen, good luck on the weekend. It's amazing that you're going into the Hall of Fame. Big time congratulations, and check in when you get back.
Well, thanks, guys, and I want to say thank you for all the years of support, along the way, once I got into the WWE, but more importantly, before I got into the WWE. I mean, I think we bonded a long time ago, and I thought it was kind of cool that, hanging out with a bunch of people who like to talk wrestling was pretty awesome. So thanks for letting me into the Law family back in the day. And, it was kind of cool to share the news with you as it was building and how it finally happened, and you guys were there the whole way. So thanks for the friendship over the years and support as well, guys.
Thanks for showing up at 1 a.m. at 40 Holly Street.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day. Exactly.
When you're passionate about something when, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
1 till 3, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, the good old days. Yep. I wouldn't have it any other way, man. It was awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Trish, and good luck next week.
Thanks, you guys.